In news and notes this week, I know we don't play a lot of hard rock or metal on this show, but I do want to send out some props to a band called Novus Folium that won this year's KBPI Best Band in Denver competition. Take the time to check them out if you're into hard rock. It's worth a visit to their website that includes a pretty well-done video. Speaking of videos, a band that has drawn a lot of critical praise this year, Snake Rattle Rattlesnake, has just produced a new video called Dead Men's Words that's produced by local director Vincent Comparetto, who's done work for the Gamuts, Planes Mistaken for Stars, Ian Cook, Hot IQs, and others. The video will be presented on the Speaker Snacks blog. And I have to say, I did crack up when I came across that name. Speaker Snacks. They're a music blog based out of Boulder in Denver, and they do cover the area pretty extensively, it seems. I came across an interesting story lately as I was scanning the local music blogs. I came across the name of the band White Leather. I didn't open up the story or anything. I don't know why. And I only did so because it crossed my radar again while I was talking to Tammy down at Colorado Sound Studios, the recording studio in Denver, and she mentioned it. Somebody that she really likes. So while writing the show, I chanced again upon that interview in Westward. Do check it out. Just Google White Leather Westward and I'll bet you get there easily enough. A very intriguing story about a local musician who lost his playing hand and a good part of his arm, but continues to play. So much has the story been inspiring, in fact, that it's coming out as part of filmmaker Cole Garrison's forthcoming documentary, A Helping Hand. And wow! We don't get a lot of real drama in the music scene too often, but it sure is happening right now. It seems that the owner of local dance clubs, The Church, Vinyl, Bar Standard, and others, has filed an anti-competitive lawsuit against his former colleague and crosstown rival, who owns Lodo Nightclub Beta and digital downloading service Beatport. This, according to a story written by John Wenzel and Ricardo Baca of the Denver Post, and published at HeyReverb.com. Check it out. Lots of drama, kids. Lots of drama. We like drama. Sex and drama sells, right? When we come back, I'll dip into the world waters of Africa from Selassie on the Colorado Sound.